WBBM FM, Chicago.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! For chewing enjoyment plus long-lasting refreshment, treat yourself to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, full-bodied flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing helps keep your throat moist and adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions do. Gangbusters has asked Captain Carl B. Shoemaker, Deputy Chief in charge of Criminal Investigation Division, Portland, Oregon, Bureau of Police, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Chief Shoemaker.
Thank you. And good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Not far from the picturesque town of Oceanside, Oregon, a small park overlooks the blue waters of the Pacific Ocean. Now, this is a peaceful place where a man's thoughts might be pleasant and good. Only the thoughts of two young men in bathing trunks didn't fit the countryside at all.
Red?
Yeah?
I was just thinking. I guess a day like this makes you think, huh? Lying out here, looking up at those clouds.
Hey, where's Carol, Bert?
Oh, she's still down swimming, I guess. She'll be back. Like I was saying, I've been thinking about your idea.
Mm-hmm.
You sure will work, Harry?
Oh, now, look. Nobody's sure of anything. All I know is, Bert, I just got a peculiar habit, see? I like dough. I like lots of it.
Anybody does.
Yeah, I like what you can get with that dough. Swell clothes, a big car with a top down. Dames.
Yeah.
You know something funny about me, Bert?
What?
I like throwing money around on women.
Yeah, sure. Who don't, eh?
You kill me, Bert. All right, now, are you in or out? I'm pulling out of here in the morning.
Hey, you guys gonna take a dip?
Oh, hold it, will you, Red? Here's Carol. We're hungry.
That water's sure cold, but it peps you up, you know?
Hey, boy, you look good in a bathing suit, Carol.
Oh, you see, Bert? Other guys know how to say nice things.
Ah, now, I always thought you looked good, honey. You know that.
Well, time to head back?
So soon? I thought we could stay all afternoon.
Oh, I got things to do. Did Bert tell you? I'm pulling out in the morning.
You are? Well, gee, we'll miss you, Red. Won't we, Bert?
Huh?
Well, will you, Bert? Go on, answer the girl.
Well, we'll talk about that later, huh?
Talk about what? What goes?
Well, Carol, look, me and Red... Well, that is...
I'm gonna get me some dough starting tomorrow. A lot of dough. And I asked Bert if he wants in.
Get dough how?
Oh, I got ways. It's gonna take time, though. It's gonna take maybe a month... Maybe longer. What's the answer, Bert? You gotta make up your mind.
Well, I want to. Red, you know that.
Well, then we pull out in the morning. Agreed?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bert.
Yeah, honey.
You're leaving? You just get out of Quinton and leaving again?
Well, I need money too, Carol. How can we have any fun if I'm broke all the time?
Answer my question. I hang around waiting for you. Now you're pulling out on me?
God, isn't that, honey? I just...
Answer me.
Well, answer the lady, Bert.
Yeah, I guess I am, Carol. Honey? Say something, Carol.
You dirty, stinking rat.
Now, get this, all of you. First jerk that makes a move gets a slug. You got that? Nobody moves.
Come on, come on.
Okay, Bert, get it moving. Roll, I said. One of those punks pulled the alarm.
I am.
Come on faster, you dope. Think that's a squad car pulling out behind us.
Can't go any faster. Red, there's a lot of traffic here.
Yeah, it is a squad car. Move this thing, will you?
Are they coming?
Keep going.
If we can get to the highway...
Look out, there's a car!
Hey, Red!
Just a side swipe. Now go on, pull back, keep rolling. Right. Come on, move it, I tell you. That's a boy, now you're learning.
That car we hit looked bad, Red.
Never mind what we hit. We're moving, ain't we?
What about squad car?
Now forget it. We got open road up ahead. Now go!
Stools right here at the bar, fellas.
Well, thank you. Hey, this is all right, you know, Red. Look at the way it's fixed up. Like Hawaii, huh?
Yeah.
The music sounds good, huh?
It's okay.
What'll it be, fellas? Beer?
A rye here. Water on the side.
I'll have a beer.
Yes, sir. Beer and a rye. Dixie special, all right, sir?
Huh?
House rye. It's excellent, sir.
Anything.
Hey, you know something? It's funny, sort of.
Yeah, what is?
Well, I mean, they call this place the Dixie Belle. Ain't that right, Red? Ain't that the name of the place there?
So what?
Yeah, but inside it's Hawaiian. You get it? Should be southern, sort of, huh?
In Portland, Oregon?
I guess I never thought about that.
A rye and a water wash and a beer. Well, you fellas from out of town?
Yeah.
First visit to Portland?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, great city, great. Lived here all my life. You like that rye okay?
It'll do.
Excellent rye. Yes, sir. Great little city. You're on business, are you?
Yeah.
Well, anything you boys want Alice to play, just write it on one of those slips. Great little trio, Alice's.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Plays Hawaiian, you know. I guess you can hear. Aloha, songs like that.
Yeah, sure.
You're on business, he said. Well, you'll like it. Yes, sir. Portland is just about everything. And it's yours for the asking.
Six 6 o'clock, folks. Afraid I gotta lock up now.
Oh, I've gotta get
a pack. That side door's locked, Mrs. Hensel. Use the front way out, please, huh? Thank you. Good night. Well, sir, I guess you're the last one.
Me? Yeah, I am, I guess.
Glad you came in. My name's Pearly. I guess you know that. Saw the sign outside.
Yeah.
Pearly Brothers Supermarket.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Let's see. Bananas. I was going to weigh those. Or did I? Oh, let me see now.
Never mind.
Oh, got away, mister. Wouldn't want to cheat a new customer.
I said never mind.
What's that one of you? Oh, no.
Come on, move.
Don't get nervous now. Whatever you do, don't get excited and shoot.
Nobody's excited. Just do like I say.
Yes, of course, anything. Just be careful with that gun, that's all. You want the money? Here it is. Right in the register.
Walk back to the office and back. Go on, fast.
In the back office? Sure I will. I'll do whatever you say. Just be careful now. Huh?
You be careful. All right, open the door. Go in.
In? Yes, sir. Right now.
Okay, out front?
Yeah, so far.
There's two of you.
Yeah, we're friends, Pop. All right, now. Get going on the safe.
The safe?
What's the matter? You deaf? Open it up.
I can't, honest. That's the truth. Time lock set. Won't open now until morning.
Yeah. Any dough out front?
Yes, money in the register.
I told him that. I told him to take it.
All right, go on out and get it. When you're ready, call.
All right.
Oh, wait a second.
Well, you told me to get the money.
Yeah, I know what I told you. Pop.
Yes?
Give him your apron.
My apron?
Don't make me say everything twice. Take it off.
Yes, sir, I will. Here, take it.
What for?
Put it on, you jerk. Anybody looks in the window, it'll seem like you work here.
Yeah, I never thought of
it. Yeah, well, I did. Now get going.
This won't take a minute.
I'll put the dough in a shopping bag and stick some groceries on top of it.
Yeah, sure.
You sure about that safe?
It's honest. My brother and me, we set it that way. Once you set it, you can't open it without calling the protection people.
Yeah, what's the matter? Don't you and your brother trust each other?
Well, me and Ed, it ain't that. We just have to
call. Okay. No kidding. Expecting a call?
It was just my wife. She always calls at closing time to see if I'm going to be late.
All right, let it ring.
I got the dough.
All right, stay there.
If you're lying about that safe...
Oh, I'm not. Honest, I'm not. My wife will be worried.
All right, call her back. Only for now, just don't do nothing. You got that? Just stand here.
Whatever you say.
Just stand still.
Yeah.
That's it, Pop. Nice and still.
I got the dough in a bag like you said, Red.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, let's go.
Ella. Ella, call the police. Never mind what happened. Hang up, Ella, and call the police.
Friends, next time you chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, notice how cool and fresh it makes your mouth feel. That's because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has lots of lively, refreshing flavor in every stick. The minute you sink your teeth in, that cooling flavor begins to freshen your taste and relieve that hot, dry feeling in your throat. It sweetens the breath, too. Millions of people carry Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with them wherever they go for quick, long-lasting refreshment and for real chewing enjoyment. Next time you're at the store, get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy its refreshing flavor and good, pleasant chewing often, every day. Remember, that's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, back to Gangbusters and Captain Carl B. Shoemaker, Deputy Police Chief, Portland, Oregon.
In the language of a professional thief, Gangbusters listeners, a score is the amount of cash realized in a robbery. And the score in the Portland supermarket robbery was unusually good. An hour later, locked in their hotel room, Red and his pal counted over $1,300 in cash. Back at Pearly Brothers Supermarket, Detective Sergeant Myron Warren and Detective Robert Shaler were at work on the case.
Now, if you're ready, Mr. Pearly, we'd like you to ride down to headquarters with us.
Well, tonight?
It'd help, Mr. Pearly. We'd like to have you look at the photographs in the file.
Well, if it'll help, I will. Just a second while I lock up and back. Don't know why, though. Nothing to lock up now. Took all the money.
Take your time. Any ideas, Bob?
Might tie up to those teletypes.
Yeah, I thought of them, too. How many? Do you remember?
At least seven. The job in Sacramento was a supermarket.
Yeah, so were a couple of others. And day by day, they get closer to Portland.
Maybe something will turn up in the mugshot.
Maybe. I think we better have a plan if Pearly can't pick them out, though.
The roadblock's all set up.
Good. What about that motel out on the south end?
You know, the report on the two guys, I just called in to get a check. Negative.
Oh.
Looked good for a minute or two. Two guys and two dames killing a case of beer. Not our pigeons, though. Established alibis in a bar out there.
So that leaves us where? Where would you go?
Me?
If you just stuck up this place and scored more than 1,300.
Mexico. Winter's coming.
Maybe you got a point.
Mexico?
The spree.
Oh.
Bob, I've seen quite a few of these jobs. 9 times out of 10, they get their hands on big money, they start spending it.
Sounds reasonable.
Let's try it, okay? After we're through with Pearly, let's look the town over. Maybe run into a couple of real smart boys outspending their dough.
I'm ready, officers. I phoned Ella, told her not to wait.
Good, Mr. Pearly. We're ready, too.
You want a drink, Jim?
You kill me, you know it, Lester? 10 times a night you ask me if I want a drink. The answer is no, not when I'm working.
I just thought you looked pooped.
Well, I am. This is no picnic, Lester. On the force all day. In Dublin here tonight.
Well, I keep wondering why the boss thinks he needs you. Excuse me. Yes, sir, gentlemen?
Rye. Water. Water on the side.
I'll have a beer.
Rye, a water chaser and a beer. Yes, sir. Say, weren't you fellas in last night?
Yeah, sure.
I'll get the drinks, will you?
Never forget a face. Glad to see you again. If you want Alice to play a request, just write it on one of those slips.
Yeah, you told us. Now get the drinks.
Yes, sir. Coming up.
What do you mean, Les? You wonder why the boss needs a security man.
Hey, just a second while I serve these drinks, Jim.
Okay.
Rye, water on the side, and a beer.
Hey, she'll request that?
Alice? Yeah, that's what she's here for.
Well, ask her to play that one she just finished, huh?
Oh, you like that song?
Yeah.
So do I. Alice plays it swell. Yes, sir, you just listen. Repeat number one, Alice.
That's it.
Say, Les.
I didn't mean anything, Jim, but this is a respectable place. Why keep you hanging around?
Now, look, it's okay with the department if we take part-time jobs off duty. It ought to be okay with you.
Oh, it is, Jim. Sure it is. It's just that this is a respectable place. Nothing ever happens here at all.
Hey, you like that song, Red? She can play that swell,
eh? Look, will you request something else? That's about the 10th time.
Oh, I think that's pretty. But you, Red?
Oh.
You know, someday, maybe me and Carol could go to Hawaii, huh? You know, eat that pooey stuff or whatever. Red?
Red.
What?
You know that guy sitting over there, the one the bartender keeps yakking to?
Him? No, why?
I'll bet he owns this trap.
You think so? Why?
Why? Oh, you sound like a kid. Because he ain't drinking. Because he's been sitting there all night.
I never would have thought of that.
Well, I didn't. I got another thought, too. Boy, this would be an awful easy touch.
Here? Now? Oh, Red, now you said we were going to have a ball.
So we didn't find any dames, did we? Why not touch the lousy joint?
I don't want to, Red. I'm having fun.
Who cares what you want? Look, there he goes into the lobby. Ooh, and there ain't a soul around.
Be right back, Les.
Yeah, okay, Jim.
Yeah, this one's going to be easy.
Hey, Red, wait.
You wait right there.
Another drink, fellas?
Give him a real drink, pal. Maybe give him some guts.
I'll have another beer.
Looking for the restroom? It's right over there. Do you... Oh, I see.
Yeah, you see good, pal. Where's the office? Up those stairs?
No use going up there. The owner went home hours ago.
All right, start up the stairs. Now, come on, fast. Don't you know a gun in your back when you feel one?
I know a gun, all right.
Now, move.
Whatever you say. Only there's nothing up there. I know.
Keep going. Don't stop looking around.
Oh, I'm going, friend. Going. Good. Take it.
Red.
Don't stand there. Let's go.
Stop. Both of you, stop.
Jimmy, you hurt?
Phone in, Lester. I'm going after him. Stop.
They're outside, Jim. Look. On the street.
Yeah, I see them. They haven't got a chance. Stop.
Peters.
What? Oh, Sergeant Warren. It's a stick-up. Those two guys in the corner. Come on.
Bob, head them off the intersection.
Right.
Watch it. One of them's armed.
There they go into the alley. Come on.
Sergeant, we're splitting up. One of them's heading south.
Head them off. Come on, Jim. We'll get the other one.
Look. He stopped, Sergeant. Should I fire?
Hold it. All right, you're boxed in. Throw down your gun and walk toward us. Now, look, we won't fool around.
Now, don't shoot. I'll come out.
Watch him. He's the one who tried the stick-up.
In the Dixie?
That's right.
Bob and I were just coming in to case it.
All right, don't shoot. Don't shoot.
All right, just stand perfectly still. Keep your arms on your head. Bob.
Sorry, Myron. I lost the other one.
Yeah.
I got his gun, Sergeant.
Where's your pal heading? Come on, talk to me.
Him? Wouldn't you guys like to know?
Come in.
Carol, honey, am I glad to see you.
You are?
Oh, you got my telegram, didn't you? You knew I was coming, huh?
Oh, I knew, Bert.
Did I have a time getting here, baby? They got Red. Did you know that?
You don't say.
Sure, up in Portland. We were What's the matter, Carol? You sore about something?
Me? Why should I be, Bert? I wait for you all the while you're in Quinton, then you get out, say hello, and walk out on me. Why should I be sore?
I didn't walk out on you, Carol, honest.
I got news for you, Bertie boy. Nobody walks out on Carol.
But, baby...
Now I got more news for you.
News? What news, baby?
You asked, did I know you were coming?
Yeah.
Turn around and open the door, Bert.
Huh?
Go ahead. Who knows? Maybe I baked a cake.
This door?
Open it, lover.
Well, sure.
Hello, Bert.
Carol.
We're grateful to your girlfriend, Bert. Back in Portland, we've been looking for you.
Carol, why? Why, honey?
I don't like being walked out on, Bert. Like I think I said before. You dirty, stinking rat.
I'm glad to report, Gangbusters listeners, that in the circuit court in Portland, both these men received long sentences, which they are now serving in the state penitentiary in Salem.
Thank you, Captain Carl V. Shoemaker, Deputy Chief, Portland, Oregon, Bureau of Police. In just a moment, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're working, driving your car, or busy doing other things. Just slip a stick into your mouth and chew it as long as you like. The pleasant chewing will make the time pass more pleasantly for you, and you'll enjoy that cooling, refreshing flavor. It'll help keep your mouth and throat moist, a real help on warm summer days. Keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. Chew and enjoy it often, as millions do. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens. Be vigilant for Charles Ray Downing, wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for murder. His official description:
Charles Ray Downing, alias Chuck, age 30, 5 feet 10, 175 pounds, medium build, brown hair, maybe dyed black, blue eyes, ruddy complexion, may seek work as a farmer, salesman, or cook.
This man's nose is twisted to one side. He has two tattoos, heart and arrow with name Mickey on left forearm, eagle with word Liberty on right forearm. His fingers are drawn and upper arms underdeveloped, reportedly as a result of polio.
Caution, Downing may be armed and should be considered extremely dangerous. If you have any information concerning this clue, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters, at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Robert J. Shaw and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Charles Chuck Webster, William Frederick Zuckert, and Lawson Zerbe in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. Gangbusters, a production of CBS Radio in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord, is brought to you each week, same time, same station, by Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're busy. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Have you heard the Monday through Friday mystery series over WBBM lately? If you haven't, start tonight beginning at 9. It's thrills and excitement every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when it's time for Boston Blackie.